I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 587, Moving Toward Intimacy with God. Here's the challenge for you. Are you ready? Read all of the written, recorded prayers in the Bible. Say, how would I do that? Well, Google it. Or you can use a Bible program like Logos. I'm sure you can find it. It would be a great topical study for you, and it just might give you some eyebrow-raising insights into the way the prayers were done and the way they were done actually by Jesus. We're not going to do all of that here and now. We can't do that in 5 minutes. But I want to point you to one moving and powerful trend that you'll notice, and it's meaningful. Jesus moved us toward intimacy with God through the medium of our prayers. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Part of loving God is speaking to Him, being in community and communication with Him through prayer. So let me ask you this question. How's your prayer life? What do your prayers sound like? Oh, I don't mean are they profound or long or theologically brilliant or anything like that. I mean, what do they sound like? For example, when you pray, who does it sound like you're talking to? A general? And you're the private, shaking in your boots, saluting with a shaky hand? A mean boss that just might fire you if you mess up one more time? A very distant, far-off power source that's kind of impersonal, and yet somehow you need to try to curry favor with him or it or the force or whatever? Well, that's one way to view it, but there's certainly a better way. So give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's talk about moving toward intimacy with God through prayer. Hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, pray with you, and hopefully give you a challenge so that when you're talking with God, you're talking with a friend. In his book, All Hearts Are Open, Dr. Scott McKnight insightfully writes this. People have always prayed. Okay, Scott's right. And for me, it's not just that people have always prayed. What's most revealing is how they pray. That's what talks about the relationship. In the Jewish scriptures, Eleazar, the servant of Abraham, prayed like this. O Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today. And he goes on. He talks to the Lord, which is the English translation of Yahweh, the Hebrew name for God. But notice he prayed to the God of my master Abraham. He's not even necessarily saying it's his God, but he wants to negotiate with this God for success in his life. Other patriarchs prayed in a sort of similar way. Jacob in Genesis 32, O God of my father. Moses prays in Deuteronomy 3, O Lord God. As we move through the Bible, we have David who prayed to the Lord or God. Solomon also prayed, praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. And there are lots of examples. Let me get to my point. Jesus changed all that. Scott McKnight writes, what we see with Jesus is the address element in the pattern shifts. From God and Lord God and Lord, the address becomes distinctly Father. Every prayer of Jesus in the Gospels, except one, begins with Father. And the one that didn't is the quote from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Here's the great question. Are your prayers too cold or stiff or formal, as if addressing someone you don't really know and maybe you're afraid to know? What if you started to see God as a loving, close, intimate Father who deeply cares for you? Would that change how you spoke to him? Let's pray this prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, but this time from the Passion Translation. Here it is afresh. Our beloved Father, dwelling in the heavenly realms, may the glory of your name be the center on which our lives turn. Manifest your kingdom realm and cause your every purpose to be fulfilled on earth, just as it is in heaven. We acknowledge you as our provider of all we need each day. Forgive us the wrongs we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 588. And in the meantime, I understand Some people have a hard time using the word father in their prayers because of their experience with their own dads. And if that's the case for you, maybe you could think about a great earthly father that you do know and admire, and see God as a million times better than even that. Of course, we shouldn't be flippant in our address to the God of all. At the same time, we're His kids, who are loved by Him, and we always have access. May your prayers continue to move toward intimacy with God.